'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgabe. This is from the carol poem Jabberwocky, which appears in the sequel to Alice in Wonderland. Even so, the opening is a fair introduction to the topic of this podcast. What do we do with a story which is intentionally nonsensical? How do we find coherence in a story which is incoherent? Let's think about this in terms of a postulate that I suggested in the close reading screencast above. In literature, every technique employed has importance. Every technique adds to meaning. Therefore, another way to ask our question, what is the meaning of meaninglessness? To answer this question, I want to offer two propositions. One, perhaps it's not the nonsense, but its application which is important. That is, the meaning is found not in the words, but what they're attached to. Second, the illogical moments and bizarre wordings appear to be meaningless, but aren't. Certainly, I've already suggested in one or more of the videos that Alice's traditional schooling and traditional Victorian mores and manners no longer apply. Wonderland works, or at least exists, by some other sensibility which is not ours. One of the earliest problems Alice has, for instance, is in her own identity. She's much too large or much too small, and she worries a great deal about how she shall be understood or judged by others. She attempts in Chapter 5 to explain this to the caterpillar, who posits a single simple enough question. Who are you? Alice's response is that she cannot explain herself because she's been changed. She's no longer herself. Now, two things are happening here. The first is that Alice herself does not make sense to herself. The second is that the language of the characters she meets also makes no sense to explain it, and increasingly, her own language begins to fall apart. She cannot remember lyrics, she cannot remember who she was, etc. Alice's traditional proper language is inadequate to explain the world she's experiencing. This is a world where animals talk, where people could fall for long periods of time and land softly, where metamorphoses of size are expected, where laws of nature and science no longer apply. Why would we hope that orderly and coherent language would capture it? It is actually more likely in the sense that language would fail, that mathematics would fail, or that logic would fail. But let me turn this around. Let me pose the question a new way. Is it language that cannot explain the absence of Wonderland logic? Or is it that nonsensical language fosters a world which does not make sense? Which is the cause, and which is the effect? Is the world at fault for Alice's anxieties? Or is it the tools of logic that Alice uses which are broken and produce the mismatch? I think you understand what I mean here. As Alice attempts to explain to the caterpillar her anxiety, the caterpillar is not merely contradicting her. He keeps reminding her that it is her own language which fails. Alice says, "Only one doesn't like changing so often, you know." "I don't know," said the caterpillar. It is Alice's language that fails to work coherently. And it is Alice who keeps trying to make sense of Wonderland through her own young logic, from questioning buttered watches to croquet games, and from using pigs as babies to proving to a pigeon that she's not a serpent. So it's not merely that Wonderland does not make sense. Perhaps at one level it is our use of knowledge, school language, school logic, school mathematics, that does not apply to the world we witness. Should the world be compelled to adapt and change to our mental image of it? Or should our mental image of the world shift to accommodate the world in which we exist? And so, finally, I wonder if these questions apply to Wonderland only, or do they apply to our own culture? Is Lewis Carroll telling us mere nonsense stories, or is he giving us a vision into our own lives and social weirdness? Meeting a world which is absurd is not a new theme for the worlds of art and philosophy. In fact, absurdity as a topic has dominated the past 100 or more years of philosophy. Is it the world which is broken? Or is it our sensibility that is broken? Or both? And how do we distinguish? How do we decide where the source of the problem lays? How much do we learn of mental health issues here by posing these questions? Do we feel isolated from the world because we are broken? Or is the world broken and we are unable to match its absurd behaviors? Are the tools of logic and language which education offers suited to help us understand which one it is? Or are these tools equally broken? Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it?